From Chapter 19, The Journey of the Great Bodhi Tree. Venerable Sanghamitta and the Bodhi Tree set out for Lanka. In order to protect the Great Bodhi Tree, the best of charioteers appointed 18 from royal families, and 8 from ministerial families, 8 from Brahmana families, 8 from merchants' families, and from the foremost and faithful cowherders' families, the sparrow weavers, the potters' families, the hyena families, 8 of each were also appointed. He sent nagas and yakas together with their assembly, and sprinkled with water brought for the purpose day by day, and gave 8 gold and 8 silver water pots as was desired. Then taking the great Bodhi tree and worshipping it in various ways, he said, "In whatever way you like, go from city to city." The ruler of men, surrounded by his army, dismissing them, went immediately with his elephants, horses and chariots, and by crossing through the jungle called the Vinchar forest, he arrived at Tarmaliti within 7 days. The guards, nagas and men quickly assembled on the highway and worshipped the Bodhi tree in the way they liked, and worshipped it with a great offering day by day, with manifold heavenly musicians' music and song, and going gradually, they also arrived on the 7th day. The Lord of the world placed the great Bodhi tree on the bank of the great ocean and worshipped it with various offerings for 7 days, and the guardian of the world, the best of charioteers, consecrated the great Bodhi tree with sovereignty over the whole of the Rose Apple Isle. On the first day of the lunar fortnight, in the bright half of Magasira, he raised the great Bodhi tree with help given by 8 of each from the high-born families appointed at the root of the Sal tree with all kinds of offerings. He descended into the water up to his neck and established it properly on the ship and invited the great elder Sanghamitta with 11 other nuns onto the ship with various offerings. Then he uttered this statement to the chief minister, Maharitta. "This great Bodhi tree, dear, I consecrated 3 times with sovereignty over the whole of the Rose Apple Isle. Now, after bringing the great Bodhi tree myself and arranging all kinds of ceremony here in the port town, I descended up to my neck into the water and established it on the ship with the elder nun Sanghamitta. Seeing that you are sent back from the city to my friend, the king should also worship it with sovereignty in the same way. As I have made all kinds of ceremonies and offerings, my friend the great King Devanampiyatissa should also make all the offerings that have been made by me." Having given this advice to his friend, the resplendent guardian of the world, lamenting tearfully, uttered this statement, "Alas, the Bodhi tree of the virtuous one, the one of the 10 powers, while it is still emitting a net of 20 coloured rays, we have gladly given it up." Having said this, the great king, after making reverential salutation with his head, seeing the great Bodhi tree going with the elder nun, stood depressed on the bank with a shower of tears set rolling. While watching the ship with the great Bodhi tree on board going from the multitude and the king, after crossing the water some way, the waves settled down for a league all round on the great sea. 5 coloured lotuses on all sides blossomed, and in the firmament manifold instruments played. Manifold offerings were made by the gods, and the nagas worked magic in order to seize the great Bodhi tree. The great elder Sanghamitta, who had gained the strength of psychic powers, took the form of a supanna and frightened the great snakes. Trembling and fearful, seeing the spiritual power and the splendor of the great elder nun, they worshipped the elder's feet with their heads and begged for their lives, saying, "Don't be angry with us, noble sister. On this journey today, there will be no obstacle for you. You will be safe. We have come in order to ask for the Bodhi tree." She gave the great Bodhi tree to the Nagas to worship, and they took the great Bodhi tree to the dragon's abode. They worshipped it with various offerings and gave it sovereignty over the Naga realm for 7 days, brought it back and placed it on the ship. And that same day, the ship arrived at Jambukola in Lanka. King Dhammashoka, affected with grief over separation from the great Bodhi tree, helpless, looked longingly towards that region, and after making great lamentation, he went back to his city.